Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout, up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show, man. I am looking forward to having a good time with you. And above all, I'm looking forward to us talking quite a lot with regards to matters that are taking place. And some good music as we start. It would be good to have some good music as we start. And, you know, how about some TP? You know, how about some TP? There's a song that I saw people dancing on in a church service. And I really liked it, because when this man recorded this, he was talking about the calling in his own life and how he had been going on in his own life. And there has just been so much that has been taking place. And I trust that you are going to enjoy quite a lot of this. You're just going to enjoy quite a lot of this. And the name of the song is Somebody Told Me. This is the music of the late TP, or Teddy Pendergrass. And he talks about his calling, the calling that was upon his life, and the message that he was given.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Time waits for no one. You better be ready. Time waits for no one. Says we must go on and preach, for the time of judgment is coming. Have you ever listened to that song? Many people have not, you know, because they just thought, oh, this is a song for drunk people. No, it's not. That is why the artist was prohibited in many ways than one to sing that song. Anyway, thank you so much. Let's welcome our guests on the line. We have the Apostle Phumlamfene. Greetings to you, Apostle. Greetings. Welcome.
Hey, greetings to you, Ubraya, and to Muruti Makamu, and to all our wonderful listeners. It's a part of the grand day, coming to the store.
Ah, Rishap, buena. Fantastic, fantastic. And of course, also, we have Mfundisi Makamu. Greetings to you, Mfundisi. Welcome.
Awubelele, Mfundisi. Moyeni ukuphoka. And greetings also to my apostle. Moyeni ukuphoka, my apostle. Are you okay?
Hey, this is Kumbuyeni. Mfundisi, 10 minutes gone. I'm like, what happened?
Time is important on the show.
Time is very important. But are you okay, my apostle?
I'm good, Mfundisi. It's good to have you.
I'm being a little na yotatana rei. Moyeni ukuphoka, Mfundisi wami. Ngibingelela nabamameli bonke. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the only name, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient.
Ukhohle ukuthi the only true potentate. Isha
makam. The only true potentate.
The only true pontiff. Because there are many people called popes. There are many people who are in what we call the pontiff. But we know of the only true potentate. You know? The only true potentate. You know?
Life is about learning on a daily basis.
Okay. That's your, yeah. That's your philosophy. Hayi siyabonga, siyabonga makhulu. Siyabonga. And then what?
Ngiyabonga.
Oh yeah, kuhle, kuhle. Kuhle kuyithiba magama. Ngoba last week vele vele waladelwa ngceke inkosi. Aw.
Ngifunde ngiyakuthanda yasi.
Yeah.
Uyaza ukukhulula nje ukutshela indoda ukuthi uyayithanda kodwa ngiyakuthanda nje.
Uyitshelelani indoda ukuthi
ngoba ngiyayithanda vele.
Atshele enye indoda ukuthi uyayithanda. Ngenwe yini wena mfana ma? Kuyini ngawe kanti mara?
Alikafiki lelo demon ena ngeke lize liqale.
Malingafiki.
Kodwa ngiyakuthanda nje.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siyabonga magama, siyabonga nje kakhulu. Hayi nathi siyakuthanda mfu. Kakhulu
hayi. Siyabonga mfundisi wami.
Siyakuthanda kakhulu hayi kancane. Yeah. Right. Tonight we are talking about time. And what kind of times are we finding ourselves at? And I want to thank also Dr. TC, who will be featuring on the show. I appreciate you, Dr. TC, for filling the gap on time. Thank you very much also to the Prophet Hlengiwe Mthambi. Thank you so much for filling the gap, man, and really coming into the show. We really appreciate. And of course, because we are talking about this, we are going to make it an open show. Send as many WhatsApps as you can. Many people have been talking about times recently. What kind of times are we living in? If we look into the word, what would you say the times are that we find ourselves in? That is what we are looking into. We trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. This is Radio Pulpit, man. And of course, you can also give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. I am keen to hear from you. Very optimistic. Very interested. I want to find out as to what you say the kind of times we are at are all about. Now, if you go around Pretoria, there is are these trees called jacarandas? You know these trees are not indigenous, man. And these trees basically are not good. Anything indigenous, if you can look at Pretoria, you'd see that there's a tree, Murubeila, the berries, these red berries, others are dark red, dark brown berries, black berries. These trees grow randomly around Pretoria, but you will see that they're supposed to be producing so much berries now. And throwing these berries all over the streets. When you're growing up, you just stand next to it and just eat as much berries as you can. Those trees are no longer there because of these jacaranda trees.
Yeah.
Now, we know they are not indigenous. But there's a time just in the beginning of September, they tell something, and then if you do these aerial photos of Pretoria and Johannesburg, you would see that the streets where these trees are have become purple. Those who understand photography, they will understand when I say you do the sunlight silhouette of the jacaranda trees in the beginning of September or the beginning of October, you get some of the most amazing shots. And these are telling us of a particular time that is at hand, that the rains are about to begin. They tell us that. And everyone can say, wow, summer is here, without actually looking at what we used to call the almanac. Now, let's take this now into the spiritual circles and ask ourselves, how do we see the signs of the times? And then many people look at Matthew 24. It speaks about the love of many getting cold and the preaching of the gospel into every nation, then the end coming. What stage are we at? And we had many people saying the 23rd of September, it's a rapture, and people were doing selfies and they wanted to shoot themselves being raptured. It means now clothes remain behind. And when the clothes remain behind, and the shoes and the belt and the BVDs, they remain behind, and the sandals, they remain behind, and the contact lenses remain behind, and those artificial teeth, they all remain behind, and the person is gone. And they had switched on into live mode. And for 24 hours, even into the following day, many have switched on into the live mode so that others may see when this thing happened. It tells you that people have a sense of time. It does not have to be correct. But it tells you that people are aware of time. But what is the truth about time? What kind of times are we living in? Especially these days. What do we see when it comes to the times? There is something that is spoken in the book of Colossians chapter 4 verses 5. It says, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Now, when the word says to us, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside the faith, redeem the time, we start to actually get a glimpse of where we are. Are we at the end times? And I don't know, maybe Pumla will testify to this. When we were growing up, there was always this time of, Jesus has done this 2,000 years ago. When I became born again, I said, okay, they are calculating the times. And I've been born again for many decades, man.
Yeah,
and people kept on saying 2,000 times. Okay, does it need become? Yeah, you know. And they said to me, no, they are counting in terms of millennia. Then if I say it's millennia, why don't you say 20 millennia? And they said, no, Ray, you're being sarcastic. And what? I said, no, it confuses me with regards to time. It seems like we are stuck on something and we don't see the movement of the times. But then I studied of the sons of Issachar, and the word said they knew the times. Aren't we supposed to be knowing the times? And I'm talking about the right times that we are at these days.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing a good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with this wonderful crew comprised of Makamu Josias. Muruti Makamu. Makamu that is spelled with a C, not a K. Yeah. And also my friend of old times, we started as young people. Her name is the Apostle Pumla Mfene. We are touching base on this, the issue of the time. And the main thing is also, as I read that verse, that we make use of the time. Because if we don't know what kind of times are we at, we won't be able to make the right use of the time.
Yeah.
And that is where the problem is at. So, let me start with you, Makamu, because it's been a while, my friend.
It's been a while indeed.
What kind of times are we living in, Makamu? Angithi yabona makamu manje sika nyamalene. Unyamalelo makamu.
Yeah, unyamalana ngekhona ngelo.
Khuluma ke, khuluma. What kind of times are we living?
Umfundisi wami, when we talk about the times, we can talk about a biblical times. In biblical times we are living in a Christian theology, we are in the last days. And as we are in the last days, ladies of the end times, the period with the coming of Christ as he was born, is or end with his second coming, Uma, as according to a theology. So, izophela ngokuthi eza azolala ibandla according to theology. Now, when we search imibhalo kwezwi likaNkulunkulu, lokhu kubhaliwe konke kuyamanifesta in our days. Into yokuqala uChrist afika ayikhuluma uma bambuza ngalolu daba, uma ubheka laphana kuMatthew chapter 24, uverse 4, ukhuluma kakhulu ngedeception, ukuthi qaphelani, ukuthi no one must deceive you, ukuthi na the time of the end kuzoba ku-infested ngedeception, and the late deception lelapho ayenzwa kuphela ngabantu bangaphandle, izoyenzwa even nasepulpiti kudeceive umuntu, adeceive umuntu amepulpiti agqoke ithayi, adeceive abantu bavumelane naye amile phakathi kwepulpiti. That is the reason athi qaphelane, because that time will be isikhathi leso kuzoba isikhathi si-infested ngedeception. But in the other hand, in the other end, lapha kuluka, I mean, Acts chapter 1, bambuza kutina, ingaba, is this the time lapho uzothatha umbuso ubuyisela, uzothatha umbuso ezandleni zamaRoma na? Uyesu uthi no. No. It's not for you to know these things. But what you must know, ukuthi you will receive the power. In other words, while itime kwenzakalani, into thina kumele sinaka, ukuthi nasinaka ukwenza ukuthola ipower. Leyo power leyo lapho izosenza ukuthi na sigijime. Itina, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. So in other words, whether a deception you corner or ayiko, when you have received the power, pakati kwaleso skathi leso sibizwa ukuthi end time, pakati kwaleyo time leyo lapho thina sicabangayo nezinto zethu nangendlela yethu, namanje kwakhonja bo 24 September angazi ukuthi balahleke kuphi kwaleyo calendar leyo lapho ye 23 last month angazi. But now uthi uJesu ninganake bo 23 September bo 20 banibani nakani ukuthi you receive the power and you become my witness from Jerusalem to the end of the world. So mina, time or no time, mina, what I want to do is to testify about him engimaziyo, engiphile kuye, engiphila ngaye, engihamba naye. Whether uyeza namhlanje or uza kusasa or uza in 100 years to come, it's none of my business. My business now is to testify about him. Yes, I see the signs. Loko akhulume ngakho, I deception ngayibona, ungena abafundisi bagqoke icathulo zabafazi, baphelisa abantu, kungena yonke lento lelapho, abanye bakhipha amafishi ebantwini, abanye baprofeta amanga, yonke lento idumu zavuswa khona lapho kini ePitori lapho eMalboro. For me, I'm not interested in ngegazi lela ka Jesu lithengiswayo angazi ukuthi libe i 25 grams ibizwa how many million. I don't care. I care into mina ngifunayo ukuthi I received the power and I must testify while I'm still alive and testify about him. Time or no time, while in Saphefumulo, I will testify about him.
Thank you so much. And of course, we are asking this question. What kind of times are we living in? What kind of times are we at? This is something to talk about. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. And what does the word say with regards to the times we are at? Because I can tell without a doubt that we talk less about this, and that is why we are taken by surprise when people make reference of the times we are at and we don't know how to respond to them, because somewhat somehow we also are not in the light.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, and also coming up, we will be talking to Vanessa Muraka, and she will be giving us also, the very aspect of the times we are at. And also Rick Evans will also be talking to us tonight. So our special guests, we were able to amass just enough in case others that we had spoken to do not become able to make it. And so we are grateful. But we are grateful for all the guests and the efforts they do on this show. We are really grateful. And of course, let me bring this to you, Apostle. The word says quite a lot with regards to this. And in Psalms chapter 90, verses 1, it says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And if we can't number our days, and I'm not talking about Rukachoki Manta or Gelabone, but if we can't number our days properly, basically we would be devoid of the wisdom that we are supposed to have for the time we are in. What say you?
For some time, my spirit has been very grieved, because we begin to see what's happening in the local church, in the body of Christ. You look into what is happening to people who are not in the church, and you cannot help it but grief, because there's so much going on, And as you correctly put it, Jorge, the word has already indicated that we need to be able to have wisdom so that we can be able to number our days. Because, once you have wisdom or insight into your days, so you are able to actually plan ahead, and you are able to strategize, you are able to position yourself. That's why it is very important when the word is encouraging us, you begin to have a heart of wisdom that will enable you to number your days. But also, funny enough, I was out, and then I was busy with something, and then I was caught up, and I realized that the weather was beginning to change, and so I had to quickly rush back home, because somehow the weather forecast, and also with the condition near the clouds, the signs were telling her, if you don't rush home now, and you do it later. So now I had to be prompt, and I ran and I came, and luckily enough, But it's so sad, hey, that, because remember when you apply wisdom and insight into a situation where you try to read, but you need wisdom. They must ask it from the Lord.
Yes.
Who is able, or Arifayona, generously so. But look, Moriti, on something very critical, also in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32.
Mm.
It is the sons of Issachar. They understood the time, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
And because they understood the times, and the reason why they understood the times is because they had a particular wisdom and insight to the times. So they would be able to zoom in and be aware of, you know, holy soul. Then it means what will follow next is A, B, C, D. So meaning if people are like that and they have some insight into the times, then, Baba, what's happening about vigilant all the time? Because remember, you cannot be able to read the signs of the time if you're not vigilant.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to be vigilant, you need to be alert, you need to be aware, you need to be focused. And more than any other thing else, you need to apply wisdom. So basically, they applied wisdom, and that helped Banaba Israel. This is what this means. So behave like this. Do this. But what am I saying to somebody who's listening? What am I saying in response to what you have already indicated and also what Muruti Makamu has also highlighted? It is such a sad state of affairs that even though we are able to somehow perceive, somehow that we have wisdom, we are aware of, now something is about to happen. Something is amiss and it's happening. I mean, truly, Jehovah, listen to a very powerful ore. You know, every time people will stand up and testify, but about 2,000 years ago, and it has been like that year in and year out, week in, week out, year, month in, month out. People will always say that. But when you now take time and begin to observe what is happening now, Joe, things have seriously changed. Go like drastically so. It's like bad. It's hectic and it's sad. And what has made my heart to grieve, like as I say, the past month was the fact that, you know, as much as people are aware of the Pelamona Kong Ejuang, people don't want to apply wisdom. In Ghana, when you apply wisdom, then you know how to act properly. Then you know how to also warn about, this is how we can preserve ourselves. This is how we can preserve even whatever that we have. We are able to recirculate the information around it because we have applied wisdom into what is happening. But no, Joe, it's just the opposite. Five whole ministers, they are comfortable being in their homes. That the midweek services, God is saying, we're talking about anointed, appointed, powerful men and women of God, Baba Ninko fivefold ministry, who don't even see anything wrong. They don't belong to any community. They rather worship God in their houses over, but some YouTube program. Okay, finally, and then those who are worshiping God who come Sunday, most of them coming to church. Is more of an extramural activity.
Yes.
Because the same people that come every Sunday, they are only fine. When they walk out of the church, it's either
And then
Baba Sapa, body, 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 RTC. Marusa Kreke Mutu. The next Sunday, Tabo Mon. They are there, and it is normal. The word of God has ever changed. Somebody said something very sad, Ari. You know, a crocodile. Why bona skin setting say hadijuang? So no matter how much the crocodile can stay in the water, still when it comes out, the skin will remain like that, unchanged. We are living in times and seasons where even when you come to church, the very word that is supposed for a little child, but we are numb to the word of God. We are not convicted. Hence, you can't even disciple nobody. You can't even tell anybody. We are numb. We can't tell people about Christ because it is normal, Joe. But to that weekend, because they say, hey, my week was very stressful, medical, so I want to unwind, I want to chill. And then they gather their friends and they chill over Mabiala, over Pache, over... You know, one friend of mine said something very sad. She said to me, hey, Joe, man, I'm really disturbed. I'm rude to this guy. I know. Happy we've just discovered the guy on the worship leader. He's an alcoholic because I'm an AE. Or it is a more. What I say, I'm a red, possibly every Sunday, so in the letters, when I live in it is la 70s.
Yeah,
lang convisa uutugaguam. But we're living in times where no matter how much the word of God is being preached to us, easily alsas, I call a little travel in Zulu.
Yes,
we come in the same. We go off the same. We are not infecting anybody. But I can go on and on to try and dissect what Rimona Kong is. It's not all doom and gloom, but we're taking it step by step, breaking it down, and beginning to really make us realize, all of us, Rimona Kong is. This is part of it, Joe. But we need to apply wisdom, as you correctly put it, so that we can number our days. Because once you apply wisdom and number your day, and also once you begin to understand what times and seasons you're in, number one, you become careful with what you do.
Yeah.
You become careful with what you say. You become careful with where you go. You don't become a loose condom. You begin to realize, no, who is getting bad. If I can go out, so you are able to really, you know, avoid a lot of unnecessary pains, a lot of unnecessary challenges, because you have applied wisdom in terms of reading the times and the signs, also in terms of and numbering your days. Anyhow, once you have done that, Joe, you cannot just do things haphazardly. They will even say sipila once, and them saying sipila once, it means it's an excuse for them to live a careless life, a life that does not have responsibilities, a life when even you are in the, when you come to the house of God, you don't even have the regard of the very God that you come and worship in. Even you don't have any regard for his way. So what's the point? But the point we're driving home is, what times are we in?
Yeah.
And that is also, it can also be seen and traced in the way people behave, the way people do things, and also the way circumstances and the way we're talking around us in our environment, in our societies, and globally, because remember, the world has become a village. It has become so small. So we are affected by things that are very far from us because they've come so close as well.
Sure.
But yet so far and yet so close.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Apostle. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying. 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Alright, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends there. And like I said, we have also Vanessa Mraka. She will be talking to us also about the notion of times we're living in. And the right use of time, what does it mean? And how do we see that we are living in particular times? Vanessa, greetings to you and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for gracing us.
Greetings, Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit listeners. Once again, it's an honor and a privilege to give my input and contribution and how I believe the Lord has shown me on today's topic.
Yeah,
what times are we in? When we look at the topic itself, there's two scriptures that comes to mind. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 5 and Matthew 24 verse 3 to 14. Now the times that we are in, clearly we know that we are in challenging times. We are in perilous times. We are in lawlessness. We're seeing the lawlessness around us, wars and rumors of wars, selfishness, self-centeredness, hatred, anger, malice, and people are, it's almost like they're overtaken by these things to drive a certain force, if one can put it that way. But as children of God, because we know that Jesus has warned us, and this we see in Matthew 24, verses 3 to 14, and the heading of that scripture is the signs of the times and the end of the age. Now, when we read Matthew 24 from verses 3 to 14, it says, "Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' This is the times we are in. It is the signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." And then Jesus continues and he says, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." This is the time we are in. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." Sit back and look. The Christians are being hated. If you speak against what the Word of God stands for, we are being persecuted because it is considered hate speech. And he says that all nations will hate you for my name's sake, and then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. We see that happening. If you speak against something that you know in the Word of God, it is an abomination to the Lord. People become offended. They become angry. They feel it's against them, and they do not see that that is an instruction of the Lord not to participate in certain things. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. This is the times we are in. Now, when we look at those scripture apostle, it actually describes the end of the age. We are now in that time. What we've read in those scriptures is exactly what's happening around us. Now, the end of the age are the things that we just read about that is now coming to pass. Jesus said it has to happen. It's not yet the end, but it has to happen. It's like birth pains. Like when a woman is pregnant before she gives birth, those pains, you know, that takes place before baby gets born. This is the time that we are in. It's the time where these things, when we see them as children of God, we know that the coming of the Lord is close. What shows us these things are true in the Word of God? We see it with our own eyes. Yet 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5 basically tells us, and it speaks of the perilous times, the times that we are in, where we can see this lawlessness, where we can see the hatred, the anger, the self-centeredness. We can see that at the end of the day, these are the things that we know is bound to take place, because Jesus is being made ready for his return. The same Jesus that came, that walked, that showed us on how to live, that basically died, was crucified, died, buried, and resurrected, is the same Jesus that will come back. And these things that we are reading about are the things that we can see, is basically part of the preparation of knowing that when we see these things, this is his coming. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, it says, but this, that is the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to the parents. And we see that amongst our children. They want to tell you as a parent how to raise them, what is their rights as children. The last time I checked in the Word of God, there was no rights given to a child except to train a child in the way that they should go. And when they are older, they should not, they will never depart from it. We look at unthankfulness, unholiness, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. For a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away.
Yeah.
These are the times we are in. When you're associated with people like that, preach the gospel. Don't just walk, preach the gospel. When people deny Christ, and it says they are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny its power. These are the times we are in. When you preach the gospel, whoever receives Jesus Christ, lead them to the Lord. When they deny him, the Bible says, from such people, turn away. These are the times that we are in. When we look at current situations and how things are going, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, and Matthew 24, 3 to 14, is exactly what is at play today. And may the Lord help us, that we who study his word, we who has received him as Lord and Savior, we who are relying on the leading of the Holy Spirit, may the Lord equip us to be ready for his coming, and that we should preach the gospel until the time that he returns. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Vanessa Mraka, there. I really appreciate, and may the Father do you good at all times. Indeed, we are living in a time where even the people who have less regard for the Messiah seem to be amassing so much power.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Funis Makam, let me return to you. When we talk about the times we are in, I am I'm looking again into the word in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and I will be touching various aspects there of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 because of the kind of descriptions that it gives us with regards to time. And when you look into this aspect, you would see the violation of the moral codes of the word. will also be showing what kind of times we're living in. Now, Vanessa Mraka said, we are living in perilous times. But in many references she has made indirectly of the lawlessness that exists, which is vis-a-vis the rebellion that we see even amongst us. Now, this also refers to what you said earlier on, that we live at a time where people are preaching what they want, and we also are living at the times where people have itching ears. They want to listen to what fits them. They want to hear what they deem as fit. And that's the time we are at. That's the time we are living in. And it is a time we find ourselves in. Now, the word says in verse 29 of 2 Corinthians 7, but this I say, brethren, time is short. There's nowhere where the word says life is too short. It says time is short. So that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they had none. And this is the, and many people don't understand that when this was said, people, many people thought, okay, then I should ignore my wife and kick her to the curve, you know. But it doesn't mean that. It means we are living at a time where there is much need for fasting and prayer, which would enable watchfulness, because things have just become dangerous. Now, Vanessa says, quoting Matthew 24, it is the beginning of the pangs and the pains of the perilous times, great troubles. Therefore, we should act as though we do not possess anything and focus on the Father, which means there's much need for fasting and prayer, dedication and devotion into the works of the Father. And sometimes you'd see people leaving their very beautiful jobs and going where the Father wants them to go, so that he can use that. That is a time, you know, that we are at, and people are being placed by the Father because it looks like we are in dangerous times. What say you, Makamu?
Yeah, mfundisi, ngiyabonga. Kuna lento yokuthi now kune big time yakankulunkulu yokuthi yenzeka izinto, kwenzeka izinto. Then ine time yasemhlabeni abantu ukuthi na noma kwenzeka izinto abantu bangaziboni. And now uNkulunkulu ngendlela ayenza ngayo, wenza ngendlela yakhe, asebenzisa abantu bakhe. As you were saying, kuthi na there are people abayeka umsebenzi emihle ibhatala kahle ukuthi bayenze umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, which is a good thing. And uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukwenza lokho ukuthi abantu bakwenze lokho. Now, as zenzeka lezo zinto lezo lapho, there are those abane spiritual eye to see ukuthi kwenzakalani. And also, kunabantu ababekwe uSathan abayenza kungathi banamehlo in order to deceive, because we are living in a time of deception. Lapho in deception, as I said, ukuthi in deception yiphuma isepulpit. You know, while uNkulunkulu is raising aba apostle, while uNkulunkulu is raising aba prophet, while uNkulunkulu is raising pastors and the teachers of the word, the devil also at the very same time is busy arrange aba prophet bakhe, who will tell the world ukuthi na uJehova ukhulumile nganginaye izolo uthi amayelo bona kawafuni khulumile ngumzwile. Bakhuluma bathi ukhulumile uthi bonke abazali nge 2000 akabafuni. And when you say any prophecy that comes and does not align with the word of God, actually any prophecy can kunkulu. Any prophecy are you yinga align nezwe lika nkulunkulu ayiphumi kuye.
and that will never be fulfilled. So this cut is said to good abant Puma Upi, Uban, Okubeka Izanta, Uban, Uhamba Naye, Goba. There are people who pose as if they were sent by God, but they were not. So, Iskatis Pilakus, Iskatis Okutina, Kukape. You know, Mfundi Swami, Ureza, our apostle, Pumlampen, Ukutuba Kijima, Kuleke Russia. They are not going there to enjoy themselves. They are going there in a mission. In the time lapho okumele thina ezibandla kaNkulunkulu sihlale kakhulu kuNkulunkulu ibandla lihlale kakhulu lime emkhulekweni fasting and prayer ibandla lingabe ibandla lase Laodicea lapha lingashisi lingabandi liphakathi nendawo nje ibandla malime limele iqiniso namhlanje umzalwane uthando labazalwane liyaphela esikhatini siphila kuzo umkhuzo umzalwane namhlanje umithintile la umkhuzo nemrebuka ayimabeka itende lapha akasafuna ukukhuzwa nikhuzile kodwa akwezwa kanje agreement nanku yase uyabiza ibandla lami Rail Road International Even our government, anikele imithetho ukuthi amadoda amawashada manje emabandleni today we are forced ukuthi kumele sishadisa indoda nendoda. We are forced ukuthi sishadiswa umfazi nom. We are forced ukuthi na makwenza amabhoshini phakathi ebandleni. You are forced ukuthi you know ba kukhathe feme ngiliyela ngamfundisi wami ukuthi ngiyohlala khuluma into zebandla nesangoma. Pakahati ebandleni. Iskhathi lapha uNkulunkulu akasahlonisi. The church doesn't care about the holiness. The church cares about isikhwama ukuthi kungene malini, kwenziwe kangakanani. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona phakathi kwebandla akunandaba. Uma afika umuntu ayinkokoni athathwa abeka lapha eminyango lapha ukuthi uyiasha ningena nje afika nehage nihambe niyohlala ezitulwini sengcwele lo moya wonkonkoni nonke ngoba nifike nehage yinkonkoni lapha kuthiwa ukuthi no, hayi, she's a woman of God. Don't worry, she's a woman of God. Woman of God, yona le inkonkoni. Namhlanje the pastors bona ngokwabo, bona ngokwabo, bashadana bona ngokwabo. Not ashadin, phakathi then the bishops siyazibona zonke lezinto. Siphile esikhathini lapho kuthiwa ukuthi the Bible is outdated. Kumele litshintshwe. And whoever tries to kutshintsha izinto zikaNkulunkulu kushonile manje. Upopu bani who are trying to kutshintsha izinto athole zikhona zikaJehova.
Thank you so much. But It is showing also that we are in the times where the love of many is growing cold. It takes us back to Matthew 24. And these are the end times. The end is not yet, but this is just the beginning of the travailings. And that is what Makamu is defining or describing to us. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.